Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about why it is important to mention the name of Allah before every significant and important task. As you know, Islam, you know, our religion is like any other religion and creed, it has certain, norms and customs that Muslims are, abide by, and practicing Muslims abide by and they follow, which they're recognized by. People recognize that a person is a Muslim, if he does certain things. These are like signs of Islam. Like for example, the hijab. If you see a girl wearing a hijab, it's usually this is a sign that this person is a Muslim. One of those signs, and customs that every Muslim from the time he's born, is taught and, he does, is that whenever he wants to do something important and set out to, perform an important and significant task, he begins by, he begins in the name of God, and he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now today we're going to be looking at some hadiths, which are the source from which this tradition and this custom has emanated. The Prophet said, every matter of importance, kullu amrin dhibal, every matter of importance and significance that is not begun with the phrase, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, is cut short. Is cut short, meaning it doesn't culminate and doesn't finish, it doesn't attain the purpose for which it was begun. I know this is something that has been tested time and time again. It's not only something that has a basis in hadith. It's also been narrated that the Prophet said, the phrase, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the All-Merciful, is the key and the opening to every book. Maybe this could mean that every one of the divine revelations, all of the heavenly books and scriptures, all of them began with this phrase, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Of course, we would like to add here the reservation that it's not necessary to exactly to recite the formula, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This hadith and the hadith like it simply want to state that every important task, every significant task should begin with the name of Allah. That doesn't necessarily mean that it should begin with the formula, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, if it does, it's better. If it begins with the remembrance of Allah and the name of Allah, it is sufficient for a person. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also narrated that never leave out the phrase, in the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, even if it is followed by poetry. Even if you want to recite a poem, you wrote a poem, you want to recite it for others, right? Begin with the name of Allah and say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at why it's important to begin every significant and important task with the name of Allah, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد